Sports with Kevin Coyle, brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering, on this Friday, 16th day of January. Gene Sterling on the show, in the saddle with me today.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
How you doing, man?
Well, I'm humbled to be here.
Nice to have you with me this morning, as we're going to talk about get out of the house. You know, the Broncos and Buffalo are playing Saturday. So, yeah. Fine. Watch the game, which we're all going to do. And then Sunday, go to the Wild Theater, 2 o'clock, with a classic Westerns continue, Gene.
Yep. And guess who's going to be our co-host?
I guess me.
Yeah, I guess you. You know, I choose these each year. It's all up to me.
Well, I'm honored that you thought of me. Either that, or I was just somebody else you couldn't think of.
No, I've actually thought about it for a while.
But, all right.
You know, I have a hard time prying people off of it once I get them on.
Oh, so, okay. All right.
So I had an opening this year, and you were your first in the dugout.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I follow a couple big hitters, too. Man.
Yeah, I think you're just as big as they are.
I don't think so. But, Gene, let's talk about this week. There was a crooked man. But,
you know, this is a really kind of a different Western in a lot of ways. I kind of compare it to an Alfred Hitchcock movie. This movie has that Hitchcockish-ish kind of MacGuffin. You know, the title, There Was a Crooked Man, that's...
It's apropos for the movie. When you see the movie, when you get done watching...
I don't
want to
be a spoiler for you, Bob. So.
You don't want to be a spoiler, but spoiler for the crowd anyway. But when you get done with the movie, you're going to go, that was appropriately titled.
It was. And, you know, all through the movie, you're kind of led in a direction.
Well, it's interesting because, Gene, with the movie, it's one of those gritty prison break Westerns that where everyone's crooked.
Yes.
You know, if you will.
They are.
No white hats, no black hats,
true,
you know.
Everyone is not crooked all the time.
Right.
Some of them start out not so crooked.
Right. Yep.
And so it is.
Yeah, and you'll know who that is when you're done with the film.
Exactly. And, you know, and there's some really intensely cool character actors.
Yes.
And Burgess Meredith.
I love him.
That little couple there, they're like a married couple, these two convicts. And they are really the comic relief in the show.
Yeah. It's a great show. If you've seen it before, it's a great show, and you're going to want to see it because it's going to be on a big screen. And there's nothing like an old Western. You know how I love old Westerns.
I do.
I'm a huge fan of old Westerns.
I'm telling you, many of these have not been on a big screen in literally decades.
Well, this is a 1970 film, so it probably hasn't been on a big screen for a long time.
True. I don't think many of our movies have been in front of a crowd other than over their television set since...
Yeah.
Well, probably the 80s at least. And so 1970 is my cutoff year.
Mm-hmm. For Westerns?
For our series, yes.
Sure, so, okay.
And that, right. I really wanted to, I've been wanting to do this movie for a while. You know, but I have these themes each year.
Right.
And so this one, this year we're trying to do kind of lighthearted Westerns. And this one seems a little bit kind of dark at... I just don't agree with that. I really don't. Yeah. I think that the whole thing is kind of a thumb in your eye.
Just to give you a little background, I'll share this on the stage on Sunday with people too. There's some interesting things that happen behind scenes of movies and such, and that I'll point out. So when you watch the movie, you go, oh, okay. But Kirk Douglas said, and I will say this, that this was one of the most fun roles he had ever done as an actor, looking back and reflecting back on his career. So what does that say about the show? Kirk Douglas says, this is like one of the most fun movies I've ever done. And you can tell it too, actually, just by his, you know, they're actors, but you can just tell that he's having a blast in this movie.
Well, he certainly looks like he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he could charm a rattlesnake.
There's some interesting trivia about some of that rattlesnakes, too. We'll talk about that on Sunday. I don't want to, you know, give the whole thing away. Then I don't even need to show up.
A lot of people that come to these movies have seen him before.
Yes. So
you're not exactly that. They're coming to hear the our presenters. You know, they're coming to see their friends. It's just a great thing to do.
It is on a Sunday
middle of January.
Right, on a Sunday afternoon. It's a couple hours at the most, you know, that you're going to be there. So you might
have a lot of fun at these.
And
we have a reoccurring audience, and it's like a big family there. You know, if you haven't been there, come on out.
Yeah.
Come to the YO Theater.
We got two more weeks, too, this week and then the following week with our own Tommy B is going to be the presenter the following week.
Tommy is fun, too.
Yes,
Tommy
has absolutely.
It's up there. He charms the crowd.
Cowboy is what his movie is going to be the following week.
Yeah, Cowboy. Yeah. I love the whole movie. If you've never watched Glenn Ford ride a horse, it's kind of a running gag in all of, you know, Western trivia. He rides a horse with both hands.
Both hands.
And you watch him, he's like he's got a hold of a rocking horse, a kid's rocking horse. His hands are in front of him, and it's kind of a joke. And people, you know, when I say Glenn Ford's going to be it, and they're going to go, oh, the rocking horse.
But Henry Ford is a fun character. In this, it's interesting. So it's just one of these movies you got to come see.
Henry Fonda.
You know what I really love? You know what I really love about the Westerns at the very end where they kind of stretch them out, you know?
Yes.
They do that stretch out so they look like they're, you know, like Gumby. Uh-huh. I love that when they do that. And the poster of this movie is like that.
Yeah, Sierra Leone. You know, this is a spaghetti Western look.
Right.
And, you know, that was his thing, you know, to stretch out the people.
Stretch people out.
You know, he would go from tight inside shots to these, stretch out the entire West and across the screen. And then next thing is you're looking at a pair of eyeballs that fill the entire cinema. So,
fun thing here, Gene, free popcorn and prize drawings. You could win some fun things, too.
Yeah, we have a whole myriad of prizes that we give away. Of course, we are giving away one of my knives at the end.
I know, yes. And that'll be next week, though.
That'll be next week. Okay. But if you keep coming to all the movies, your chances get better.
Right.
Each time you get them, come in, and if you buy your knife raffle ticket, but if you don't even have to buy one, come in at all four movies and we'll give you a raffle ticket on the last movie.
Okay. All right.
And these are highly prized knives.
I know. I got a couple in my office, right?
Yeah.
I do have a couple in my office from Gene. This Sunday, 2:00, be at the Wild. There was a Crooked Man. And is showing classic Western films. You've been doing this how many years, Gene?
This is our 17th.
17th year.
And we're...
Wow, where did time go, man?
You know how I am, Bob, I round up.
Where did time go? It seems like they haven't been doing... I know you've been doing them for a while, but 17 years.
17 straight Januarys I've been up.
Kudos to you, man. Every January, we've been doing that. Way to bring some fun things to Sheridan and the Wild Theater.
And this is really good for the Wild Theater, you know, because it's a downtime, and that's why we do it in January, because we don't have any other shows usually.
Right.
So come on out, and it might be the only time you get to the Wild this year, but come and see us.
Yeah, and come see There Was a Crooked Man, Sunday, 2:00. A Western where nearly everyone is
We'll give you some free
crooked.
Popcorn, too.
Yeah, free popcorn. Gene, thanks a lot, and we'll see you Sunday at 2:00.
Appreciate it, Bob.
All right, thank you. Gene Sterling started the classic Western film series at the Wild 17 years ago. This Sunday, I get the honor of being your host. There Was a Crooked Man. All right? Coming your way. Hang on to your hats, cowboys. It's going to be a windy weekend.
103.9 FM and News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan.
KROE.